by casting our ballot to make critical decisions on the issues affecting our lives and families for years to come. Such critical issues requiring careful consideration on how your vote will affect our family, our jobs, our homes, and most of all, our community. Casting your vote at the ballot box is your right to express your opinion. Casting your vote Tuesday, November 4th, says you are willing to express your opinion of whom you want to represent you and your community. This public service announcement is sponsored by Ed Tarpley, candidate for 5th Congressional District number 34.
I am Marshall Grimes, candidate for City Marshal, number 76 on the ballot.
You had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got.
This is Rapid Ray from L.A., encouraging everybody listening right now to hold on to what you got. Let your vote count. Make sure you're registered. Make sure your friends and family are registered. And if you have to, do the absentee ballot. But press your way to the voting booth and exercise your right to vote.
I am Terrence Bryan's candidate for City Marshal, number 76. Please remember to cast your vote Tuesday, November the 4th. Your vote is very important.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
So some people prune they hurt, and they don't never deal with the root. Now, it don't grow up overnight, but guess what? In a matter of time. See, it's just a matter of time before that plant come right there. And if you really want to get rid of it, then you have to put something on it that's going to get down to that root. You got to put some Roundup on it. Right? Roundup or kill it. Now, the Roundup I'm talking about is the Word. You better run to some Word. Drank you a lot of word. Get some word down in your spirit. Love will kill it. See, love will kill the root of bitterness. It can't grow in you if you walk in love. It can't grow. See, bitterness comes from a hurt. Unforgiveness, you know, is another part of that. That it's a seed of unforgiveness when you don't forgive because you've been hurt. Then it will grow. And if you just deal with the symptoms on it and you just cover it up and mask it and, I mean, paint it and make it look good, you know, still, if you allow it to grow, then one day it's going to manifest. It's going to produce just what that seed is. People say that hurt people hurt people. Why? Because that seed is in them. That's all they can produce. If they got a hurt seed in them, then all they can manifest is hurt. So if you just cut it off and just deal with the, just put a weed eater to it, it's just going to be a matter of time that it's going to grow back. And if you're not paying attention to your lawn, then the fruit could come out. Then you got a problem. And then everybody else know you got a problem. So how does bitterness manifest? I gave you some, but let me give you some more. Out of all the things, when the Lord started talking about chastisement, the one thing that he talked about was dealing with bitterness. It means if you're walking in bitterness, you're not walking in love. If you're not walking in love, then you're walking in darkness. And if you're walking in darkness, then Satan have access to your life. He have an open door to come and mess with you whenever he get ready. Because you can nurse a hurt. How many of you ever nursed a hurt? Every one of us have done it. You know you nurse a hurt by telling somebody. I got to tell somebody what they did to me. You know, you get bitter at somebody, you want to knock the head off. You can get violent. I got bitter at a person. This was before I got saved. I had that seed of bitterness in me. I was bitter toward a person who hurt me. And I'm going to tell you, I couldn't stand the ground they walked on. I despised them. Didn't even want to hear their name called. And God delivered me from that when I got saved. And he did it through his love. Through me receiving God's grace. And one day God told me, he came to me and he brought that person up to me. He said, now, you have bitterness in your heart toward them. You have unforgiveness in your heart, and you've been carrying it for a long time. And I look down in it, and I say, I sure do. I do. That's one of the keys right there to getting free and getting the root out, is that you got to admit it. If you cover it up and hide it, then it's going to keep on growing. You got to pull the light on and say, I say, Lord, you're right. I say, I do. I admit it. I have bitterness in my heart toward this person. He said, I want you to forgive him and let it go. I said, okay, I'll do it. And I did it right there on the spot. And that root come up out of me. I don't feel that way about that person anymore. I changed how I felt. If you pray for the people that have hurt you, the seed won't ever get planted. If you have a heart of good ground, then that good ground and that bad seed just ain't gonna mix. You gotta keep your heart good, good ground. All right, now how does it manifest? You say, well, how do I know when somebody walking in bitterness? Well, when you have these things in abundance coming, I'm not saying that one incident of these things here mean, you know, somebody get mad at you. Oh, they got bitterness. Ooh, they bitter. They got mad. No, I ain't talking about that. Everybody get mad. I ain't talking about incidents of things happening. I'm talking about when there's a pattern of consistency that you see this manifested over and over and over and over again, and that really becomes the character trait of that person. When that's the predominant character trait, then you can say they probably got a root of bitterness in them. All right, here's some of the signs right here. Anger, people that are mad all the time. Discontentment, people that are unsatisfied all the time, that you can't never do nothing to make them happy. They're always discontent and unsatisfied. These are people that you cannot please. Frustration, people that's always frustrated. People that's always complaining, criticizing others, fault-finding, and murmuring. They always have their mouth on somebody else. And you ask them about themselves, ain't nothing wrong with them. Yeah, but what about what you do? Oh, I'm okay. I'm all right. But their mouth always on somebody else. I'm going to tell you, they got something deep working in them. So you have to kind of, I don't want y'all walking around here looking at each other with your eyes all raised up. I don't want no cockeyed people in here. This is not the church of the cockeyed. I don't want you cockeyed. I don't want you sniffing around somebody like you some Holy Ghost detective. I'm trying to sniff out the bitterness in here. You're not the Holy Ghost hound. You know what I'm talking about? I want you to be normal. You just seek peace with everybody. Just make your mind up you're going to love everybody. And then when you run into that, you say, no, wait a minute, I know, okay, this person here probably got a problem here, but I'm going to love them, I'm going to pray for them. you know, and then I'm going to guard myself. I'm not going to let them contaminate me with how they feel. I listen to you, but then I'm going to give you godly counsel. See, if more people gave more godly counsel, instead of just falling in line with all the critics, oh, yeah, baby, I know how you feel. They did the same thing to me. See, then you feeding into it. Now you're pouring water on that seed. You watering it. You're supplying vitamins to it. You're encouraging them in that. You know, there's another way that you kill a root is by famine. You take the water supply away. You take the fertilizer away, and the root will dry up. Can't exist without water. Praise God. When you find somebody that's always mean-spirited, bad attitude, when they have a darkened state of mind, that means they have wrong thoughts and wrong words continually, where they have resentment and hatred in their heart. These are all manifestations of bitterness. When you have backsliding, when people that used to walk with God, they lose their interest in church, it's because somebody done said something to them. You know, I've had people leave this church because I didn't speak to them. Now, was that really the problem? No, that ain't really the problem. I had a guy, this was years ago, ain't nobody here. Y'all probably don't even know these people. Okay, I'm not going to call any names, but there was a brother that I was praying with a couple of times a week early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning. And one morning I come out the office, I came in here, he was standing at the back door, and something was going on in the sound system or something, that somebody came and told me I need to come take a look at it, and man, I just darted by him. I ain't even see him, you know, because I was just focused on that task. I just went by him. And then after that Sunday, I didn't see him no more. Didn't see his family. So after a couple of weeks, I didn't see him. So I called, and he wouldn't even come to the phone and talk to me. So I had to talk to his wife. I said, well, what's wrong? Did I do something wrong? What done happen? Well, you heard him. I said, what'd I do? You didn't speak to him 2 weeks ago. You walked right by him and didn't speak to him. I said, well, I didn't even see him. Where was he? I said, you know what? If he gonna leave over something like that, y'all just go somewhere else. I said, I pray with him twice a week. I'm praying with him. I said, he ought to know me better than that. He ought to at least know my spirit by now. He's been praying with me.
Amen.
I said, he don't know me no better than that. I said, well, it's probably a good thing. Then their son got on the phone and wanted to chastise me. Talking about all the things I was doing wrong as a pastor. How I was handling membership wrong. I said, young man. I ain't going to tell you what I told him. I ain't going to tell you what I told him. I said, son, you're really out of your league right now. He's 13 years old. Telling me I'm out of the will of God. Now, I will say this. When he got to be about 21, he came here and apologized to me. See, he carried that all them years. And then came here and asked me if he could be my armor bearer. I said, no, you can't be my armor bearer just like that. I have men here already. I said, now, you're welcome to come to church here. And say, I'll train you, but you just need to come to church here. He said, well, the Lord told me I was your armor bearer. I said, well, until he tell me that, you come to church here. He left. I ain't never seen him again. So he wasn't my armor bearer because he couldn't even take a little correction.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Wow.
You see how bitterness can take you so far down the wrong road. And some people will harbor hurt for years and years and years. And they'll have a repeated cycle. It'll keep coming up every so many years or months. They'll keep going around the same mountain over and over and over, and they never get any deliverance for it. And then it don't even matter where you're at. It don't matter whether you're here or whether you're in Dallas or whether you're in California. You carry that seed with you. Ain't got nothing to do with your location.
Yeah.